This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program, or as some people call it, the other show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria's not with us during this hour of the program as we work our way through the hills and valleys of life that we all have. We're trying to exercise the right way to spend our time. There are a lot of setbacks this year for sure. The good has presented itself, the bad, the ugly, all that stuff. I saw something going on in Kansas. Well, actually, this is a twofold approach, Jennifer. The COVID-19 nurses in New Orleans, there was a big problem. So a bunch of Kansas City hospital nurses, excuse me, went down to the Tulane Medical Center when it was overcome with patients early on. I think last April was when this all started. So now the nurses in Kansas City have a real problem because apparently it's all turned around and Kansas is a real hotbed and they were overwhelmed very quickly. So a bunch of nurses came from Tulane Medical Center up to the Healthcare Research Medical Center in Kansas City to help out there. That was very, it's just kind of a sweet thing when you think
there are
about
a lot, yeah, there are a lot of states that are saying they're facing a nurse shortage, essentially. And we saw that in New York. And I think maybe one of the – we talk a lot about frontline workers, and especially at the beginning of this when there's so much confusion and fear and all of that. But what people don't realize is that there were nurses and doctors that were traveling all over the country going from hotspot to hotspot.
Yes.
I know that because in California where I live, we were actually a little slow to the party. We didn't have the outbreak in a significant way like New York City saw. And so a lot of our frontline workers, our doctors and our nurses, went to New York to help deal and triage kind of what they were going through at the moment. So I think this happens more than you think, where you have some healthcare workers with big hearts that just are kind of leaving their own families behind and bouncing around to places that actually need them.
All right, let's do a little update on the Georgia situation. I'm sure you're following that. You're on top of it. Who's doing what? There's a claim on one side. It's the usual dirty politics stuff. But we're about, a month away from that runoff? And the national attention seems to be on that. So what is the latest there? What are you observing?
Well, you have a couple of things going on in the state of Georgia. Right now you have President Trump kind of upset with the Republican governor, Brian Kemp, who he endorsed. And the reason for that is that the Trump campaign is simply asking for a signature match. And even though there was a recount because the margins in Georgia between Trump and Biden were very, very narrow, they did not do any signature matching. And so the Trump campaign has put into court this press that they actually match signatures to the universal mail-in votes that came in. They are also taking issue, and Sidney Powell, who is not a lawyer for President Trump, but is someone who is fighting on his behalf, released a 105-page complaint in Georgia about the voting machines that were being used there and about updates that were being made, and actually had a judge's injunction into deleting all of the files from the Dominion voting system. So that's still ongoing on the front of the presidential election. But a lot of eyes on whether or not because Georgia really will affect the control of the Senate. You'll either have Republicans with a 2-seat majority if they win both seats, a 1-seat majority if they win one seat, or you'll have Democrats if they win both seats with a tie. They'll be at 50-50. Right now it's 48-50, which would mean that the vice president, if that's Kamala Harris, would be making all the decisions in the Senate. So a lot of money is going on, and the governor has been warning against people who are coming there, college students who are coming there and trying to register to vote and trying to be able to participate in the January 5th election, even if they aren't residents, legal residents of Georgia.
How would they be able to prove? Don't you have to prove your status? Don't you have to prove you live there in order to get a voting certificate?
You should be able to, but there are a lot of the reason that college students seem to work most is that they have some flexibility, right?
Because or they, if they're in college,
exactly.
There, they have a college address.
Right.
Is that how it works?
So, yeah. So that's why they're really watching this group, because they feel like this could be a group that could actually impact the outcome of the vote. They're also, Republicans are focusing on 1 million registered Latino voters in the state of Georgia. It's kind of, I don't know, when you think about Georgia, you think about white and black voters and how the parties go after those two demographics. But there's actually 1 million registered Latino voters now in the state of Georgia. It's a shifting demographic, and they actually outnumber African Americans in the state. And Republicans feel like they can actually make some inroads with those Latino voters because they tend to be more socially conservative, because there is a storyline that can be told about economic opportunity that Republicans are comfortable with. And they did it in Florida, turning out a huge number, a record number of Latino voters as Republican voters. And that seems to be what Republicans are focusing on, thinking that that million, you know, that vote block, basically,
yeah,
those million votes could help them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. It's going to be, it shouldn't be close, but because you have so many outside influences coming in to the state, it'll probably be a lot closer than people are guessing. And because there's distrust at the highest level with
you
President
think?
Trump. Well, no, there's distrust on his part of the voting system.
No,
some
I'm
people saying,
are saying,
yeah, is that going to turn Republicans off?
A lot of people think that the voting system
right.
is.
But is it going to be like Republicans are going to say, well, if the system is rigged anyway, why am I going to turn out? And that could end up being a backfire to what Republicans want to see happen in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's going on in Arizona and Wisconsin? I think they certified Biden's election win there. Any hanky-panky, or I heard somebody saying
the
system works. The system is strong.
Yeah, totally. Right. The system absolutely working. We've Californiaed the whole country with this with this mail-in ballot system. It's really ridiculous. But Arizona and Wisconsin actually certified their results on Monday. That doesn't mean that the legal challenges end once the certification happens, because until those electoral votes are cast, until the electors are put into place and cast their votes, the Trump campaign sees this as still a legal challenge, even though it might be uphill. They're thinking they have till December 14th when the electors cast their vote to try to make their case. And in Wisconsin, there's another recount underway in two counties that President Trump's team has actually paid for. So two more recounts happening. And once that's done, then the legal challenges will pick up again in Wisconsin, but they have to wait for that recount. In Arizona, again, it's the same story. We're hearing about signature matches. We're hearing about dead people voting. We're hearing about more people voting than are actually registered in the state, where the numbers are just not adding up. And there's legitimate claims here. Whether or not you think it's going to shift the outcome of this particular presidential race, there are a lot of questions that are not getting answered. And one of the quickest ways to make this go away is to come out and say, here are the answers to all of the questions that are being presented, but no one seems to want to do that. And so now we're in this gray area where people are questioning exactly how the mail-in ballot system works, what the story is with these Dominion voting systems, and if there is some sort of algorithm that can be programmed in. So that you'd actually have, you've had a lot of secretaries of state, in fact, all of them, come out and say, no, there was no funny business in our election. It's very possible that there was funny business in the election that they didn't even know about because it was happening underneath them. So it's still a story that is going to continue.
Crooks everywhere.
Yeah.
14 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to do a little sports examination of some of the sports going on now and what the future looks like, at least through the crystal ball of Dr. Fauci. That's up next here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Doug.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, ever.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The latest DJV download, you get it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, has a focus on that Zoom lady that went to the bathroom for a poo. And,
Oh, yeah. Not okay. A good move, guys. Got to watch those Zoom calls.
Check the Zoom.
Think you're not on camera. Doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. All right. So in the NFL, the Broncos made a request to start Rob Calabrese at quarterback, but apparently that was turned down because he hasn't played football since his final season with the Florida Knights in 2012. The Broncos hoped that he could fill their void at quarterback. Isn't there some COVID involved in this?
This past Sunday, they had no quarterbacks left on the Broncos because they all had COVID. Or they came into contact with someone who did. So they were all benched. And so I think they played the Saints, and I think they only ended up scoring 3 points. They could have forfeited the game, but I'm glad they chose to play. I mean, what the heck? If you're going to forfeit, you might as well just use it as an exhibition. So they went out there with no quarterbacks. I think they had a running back in that position. So literally what teams are doing, because these outbreaks are happening, the Ravens are doing it. I mean, this is pretty common now, is they're like going off the street. So like, hey, have you ever played football? Come with me. And they're like bringing people in because COVID keeps knocking out the players. But the idea
is
what
game pushed it today? Is
the
that
Ravens
what's happening?
Are playing. Yeah, the Ravens and the
Broncos?
And the Steelers game, I think, was pushed. Yeah. Broncos played Sunday.
The Broncos did play. Yeah, all right. So, yes, I was looking at that. There's a couple of different things that have been switched around here, and one of them has to do with Amazon, and they're taking the games now. Did you know that Amazon was doing games? I don't think I knew that. If I knew it, I didn't remember that Amazon is now on the hunt to get, like everything else, control of the world. I think at some point Amazon's got to be stopped. I don't know whether, where do you draw the line in the sand?
Well, I don't know if it's about stopping them. It's a, I mean, they're competing in a landscape, and I don't know.
Well, but they're competing. They have more money. I mean, it's the American way, to
right.
be sure. But at some point, good God, all of this stuff. And then I see that Dr. Fauci says, if you think the sports stadium is going to be full again next fall, not so fast.
Not so much.
Yeah, 21 after the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Christmas song? Maybe not.
It's my anthem. It's like Turn Back Time.
Turn Back the Time. It's all of our anthems, isn't it? Really.
Yeah,
we have really wasted most of our lives this year. It's been a learning process, but when you look at all the incidents in this past world, they pale in terms of what we might have been able to accomplish, but you don't know because we didn't. 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Doug. Turn you off during this hour. That's the music of Cher. Most people around the world certainly recognize her voice. She spent this past weekend, Jennifer, in Pakistan, helping the world's loneliest elephant prepare for its journey to a new home. Elephant's name is Kavan. Came out of a controversial zoo in Pakistan. After a long journey inside a crate, the elephant stepped foot for the first time in his new home, a sanctuary in Cambodia, where he's going to enjoy the company of the 3 other elephants that live there. Did you see that picture? It was all over the internet of these 2 a-hole hunters that shot the 2-year-old elephant, and
yeah.
They stood over the body. Did you see that?
I
posted, it was on my Facebook page, and I responded to somebody posting it by saying, I hope the same thing happens with the 2 guys that shot the elephant. It's incredible.
You know, I'm very torn because I always say I'm one step away from being a vegetarian. But
yeah.
I understand people who want to hunt for food.
I do have a hard time to survive.
With people who hunt for sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get it. You know, here we get overrun by deer, and I get it. But,
yeah.
Like, when you get the big game, it's just, ugh.
It's disgusting. Anyway, Cher and her animal rights group fighting for this elephant's freedom for a number of years, apparently. The elephant had languished on the grounds of a zoo in Islamabad been there for 35 years, chained and malnourished. As soon as he's in Cambodia, he needs a good foot care program because the flooring in the enclosure wasn't species appropriate for him, said the spokesperson for Four Paws International. After the animal lost his only partner in 2012, diagnosed as emotionally and physically damaged. You know, you think animals don't get that way? Don't kid yourself. Cows, all the chickens even. I've seen that with goats, though, especially. Anyway, earlier this year, a court in Pakistan shut down the zoo over its conditions, gave the animal welfare organization freedom to take this elephant, move it. Cher is making a documentary about the efforts to save that animal. So certainly appropriate. Nice to know those sorts of things are going on, frankly. At least in my wheelhouse, that's a big thing. It's a great thing. All right, up next here, musically at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Shawn Mendes announcing Wonder the Experience. It's a live stream benefit concert to celebrate his new album, Wonder, following the release date, which is Friday of this week. Mendes is going to perform the live stream on Sunday, featuring the album's title track as well as some yet-to-be-released songs. This album is the finale of the American Express Unstaged series, as well as the last of Mendes' Wonder residencies tied to the new album, which included performances on The Tonight Show and the BBC. Fans can RSVP to attend the live stream free, with an option to donate to the Shawn Mendes Foundation program of social impact. It's obviously a charitable organization. Portion of each American Express ticket sold is donated to the Shawn Mendes Foundation to help support and amplify the voices of young leaders driving change. Which, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going on now, right? Yeah. Earlier this past month, Mendes released a documentary film, In Wonder, which chronicled the past couple of years of his life, showcased his rise to fame. How long has he been around, Shawn Mendes?
Oh, gosh. At least 5, 6, 7 years.
Has he?
Like that. Yeah.
His name's recognizable now. Yep.
Yeah.
28 after the hour here on the DJV Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna filed paperwork with the Food and Drug Administration Monday requesting an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. It also presented more data from its phase 3 trials that showed the shot was 94% effective against the virus and 100% effective against severe cases of COVID-19. Dr. Mansif Salawi says the new data is great news. The head of Operation Warp Speed tells Fox News that millions of doses of vaccine should be ready to ship as soon as their use is approved.
We're also producing a few millions of doses of vaccine in preparation for approval. Both vaccines have now been submitted to the FDA for emergency use authorization, expected around the 11th or so of December for Pfizer and around the 18th or 19th for the Moderna vaccine, and hopefully we'll start rolling vaccine doses.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Republicans in the state of Ohio are moving forward to impeach the Ohio Republican governor. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A group of Ohio lawmakers has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In a statement, the lawmakers accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. They also claim the state's mask mandate, quote, promotes fear, turns neighbors against neighbors, and contracts the economy by making people fearful to leave their homes. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference Monday, calling their efforts foolish.
So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and we've just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, there's just a small number of people who just continue, for whatever reason, to think that this is an act as if this is some big joke.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The impeachment effort comes a week after a county in Michigan approved a resolution to support the impeachment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Seattle Seahawks traveled to Philly's Lincoln Financial Field to play the Eagles for Monday Night Football. Monday's result marks 7 straight victories for the Seahawks against the Eagles, who have yet to beat Seattle since Pete Carroll took over as head coach. The Hawks are atop the AFC West with an 8-3 record. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mining the many items that are available for our discussion purposes, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria off in this hour. And speaking of this hour, we were talking about a couple of things that need sort of revisitation. For those of you who are following what's going on in football, apparently we were talking about the Steelers and the Ravens. That game has been rescheduled to Wednesday at 3:40 for those who are interested in watching. The apparently some of the people that weren't eligible to play are now eligible to play, or at least they will be by Wednesday. It's amazing. All of you got to wonder if it's taking this toll in sports. What is it doing to business in America? Think about how many people must be out, Jennifer, just are not available to work, available to just, you know, they're home 2-3 weeks at a time. A very close friend of mine has the COVID now, And as I said, I think yesterday or the day before, you were the only one I knew up until she getting this that had actually had it. And so you look around and figure, what's going on? Why is it that we have so few people in our own lives that we know have had it, but yet this is seemingly affecting business, it's affecting everybody, and even if you don't know somebody who's had it, you know what I mean? Jennifer, where
no.
Where? Oh, there's Jennifer.
Can you hear me?
You okay?
I'm alive.
Oh my God, I love technology.
Sometimes you have the microphone button down.
Yeah, is that what it was? Okay, thank you.
You know. mistakes happen.
So not only the football, but now I was talking about those nurses who were sharing and helping each other. There are a lot of nurses that I know and people, not only nurses, but medical professionals who are just exhausted. Remember I told you the story about the thoracic surgeon who for the last 7 months has had to work 7 days a week,
yeah.
12 hours a day, 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And he's just, you know, burned out. The nurses on the staff, he told me when I was visiting with him, were, you know, some of them ready to quit because they just, I mean, I don't know, if you're ready to quit, where do you go, though? There aren't, I suppose, if you want another job, you're going to get another job in nursing, and probably most of them are the same. And so apparently that very same problem is affecting teachers. A lot of the problems of teaching in the pandemic, teachers say this is just not sustainable because children, and I can see this going on in many different circumstances that I'm familiar with, just the kids aren't learning anything. They're not
They need to talk to the union because it's the union that is really being most ridiculous and restrictive when it comes to getting kids and teachers back in the classroom and doing it safely. I mean, right now they have already in private schools that are going back, they've put up partitions, they have masks, and the COVID rate is very low. Why can't public schools do the same thing? Instead, what they're doing is penalizing low-income students who maybe don't have a mom or dad to sit there and make sure that they're getting their work done at home every day. I mean, I was stunned. I don't know.
No measurement. That's the thing. You're right. There's no measurement. No taking stock of what they're doing or not doing.
Right. And that's not anybody's fault. It's, you know, this is why kids go to school. This is why not every parent homeschools, because they might have jobs or they have things that bring them out of their home that they need to do to survive. But I don't know if you saw that study. There were a couple of local ones. California, but there were also some national studies that I saw that have just been coming out this week about the number of D's and F's that students are actually earning. So, yes. And now teachers are trying to decide whether or not to give them to them. Like, as far as the last semester goes, we're now seeing the metrics that are showing what a failure this is for students. And students across the country are struggling with not passing classes, with not actually being able to keep up with the coursework because they're being asked to do a lot of it independently. And there are now school systems that are saying, you know what, just to get these kids through and pass through, we're not going to give them D's and F's. Well, you've literally just taken away a year of their education, and now you're going to think that somehow they're just going to magically catch up if you advance
them
at the end of this coming year.
Let's face it, we've all lost a year of our lives because of the damn Chinese virus, and nobody again. We're seeing a little bit of activity of moving things from China to other places, but nowhere near enough, nowhere near fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. The virus hotspots all around our country. Every news media outlet is happy to share them out. Look at how terrible that is. Okay, so how did it get started? Where is the root of the evil here that's being dealt with, which has affected all of our lives? Basically, we can kiss a year of our lives goodbye. And I see that a lot of the jobless people are having a problem getting full payments. This is something the Department of Labor kind of wants to hide from. What do you know about this, Jennifer? Unemployment claims that are going back up again, but they don't seem to be able to get the government. This, according to the Government Accountability, the GAC, the GAO, the backlogs in processing the number of claims is part of the issue. Why isn't this all automated? I guess that would be my question. Once you sign up for it, shouldn't this be automated like the checks that we get from or the
Remember,
payments
this is
that we
all
get
state
from
by state.
Medicare.
This isn't even like the federal.
Social Security. You know.
Yeah, this is state by state. Yeah. So you have to deal with the antiquated system that is existing in whatever your state
with
is.
With all the money we pay in taxes, why don't we have the best system? What is there that we, every time we turn around, there's the voting irregularities, the way states are run. There's just, it's idiocy. And maybe it's part of the human condition, but I know it's very unsatisfying. And I rail about this, and I think back to 30 years ago being on the air, maybe 40 years, railing about the same stuff. Does nothing ever change and get better?
They actually shut down, and I hate to keep beating the California drum, but it's just here, and it's in my mind, because that's where I live. But in California, they actually had to shut down unemployment payments for over a month because the system couldn't keep up. The system broke down. They were sending multiple checks to one address. They were sending the wrong checks to different addresses. So they literally had to shut down unemployment benefits for a month. Now, you do that during the regular year, okay, it's problematic, but people can get by. When you do it during a pandemic, when you have told people they can't work and businesses have shut down, it's a real issue. And that's what California did, offering no explanation other than we just couldn't keep up. We have to reboot and reset, and your checks will be there in a month. Sorry if you need them now. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and then so how do you buy your groceries, or how do you,
right,
if you're counting on that sort of thing? It's not like the old days when you could take a plot of land and grow your own groceries. Although that's something else that happened this past year. One of the good things, because we're talking about throwing our lives. Yeah, a lot of stuff has been thrown away this year. But the focus on homegrown food, the local farmers, the family farmers, that's been a boon. And it's been very gratifying for people like me. I'm a farmer, and I want to see other farmers succeed. This has been the best year in a long time for people who have their own stand, have their own ground, have their own vegetable they're growing, and same in dairy. It's been a good year. But the food's all gone. Thanksgiving proved that, because you couldn't find turkeys. You couldn't find a lot of veggies, you know, especially fresh stuff. And so you look around and you wonder, all right, what's going to happen? What's next here? And because the Agriculture Department is in such disarray, I know you love Mr. Trump, and that's wonderful. But he's had a couple of stooges running a couple of departments, and Perdue, the guy that's running the Ag Department, is a real stooge. The way things have happened, they have happened because the individual farmers were able to sort of, for the first time in a long time, get away from the government, because the government screwed over family farmers as much as they did. They had to survive on their own, and they did. And so a lot of people in the old days who used to be able to grow their own food, well, we don't have any land now. So there's not, although I remember, I think it was during the Vietnam War when it first started, there were plots of ground and the community gardens got started. There were more of those. Do you have community gardens around where you are?
A few, not necessarily in my neighborhood, but there are some.
There's not a lot of land there to do that on. But that's what has happened with some people. But, you know, today we've become so dependent on the government and all of the ancillary things that go with that. So what do you do at the end of the day? It's really kind of a mess. And it doesn't show signs of getting better, because we've allowed ourselves to fall under the fickle finger. What is that? Fickle finger of fate? What's that?
Fickle finger of fate. Fate.
Yeah, that too. Don't travel to Mexico. The government is warning that the situations, if you are planning on traveling, you know, like I'm thinking about, what am I going to do this winter to stay away from the cold if, in fact, we are in the day? Mm-hmm. The one forecast says that weather here in New England is going to be kind of moderate, and if that's the case, I'll stick around. But if it's going to be lousy, I'm going someplace. And I have actually, you know, I've never been.
You've been thinking about Mexico?
Well, I've never been to Mexico other than Tijuana.
Really? Oh, you've got to go to Cabo.
Juarez. See, across from El Paso, I went across there once, and I went across the border just for a day into Tijuana. That's it. I've never been down. I know you've been on many vacations at some of those really great spots on the west coast of
Mexico. Go to Cabo. That's so beautiful. Cabo San Lucas is a great place to relax.
So how easy is it to go across? Yeah, because nothing to do. Traveling there, according to the information that's out today, may increase your chances of getting and spreading COVID. So right. What are they doing
Everything
or not doing in Mexico?
Everything is going to increase your chances of COVID. I'm sure they're I don't know what their restrictions are in Mexico, but I would imagine that if you go to a nice resort, they probably have plenty of practices and play to make sure that things are clean. You probably still have to wear a mask, or you can, certainly.
100,000 people have died in Mexico in the last 2 weeks.
I believe it. I mean, that's why California's numbers always spike, because they come across the border to seek medical care. So I believe that. I don't think you want to get sick down there, but you could probably keep yourself safe. I mean, it's just personal responsibility, right? You're going to stay in a resort. You're going to make sure stuff around you is clean. You're not going to do too much going outside. So
the airlines have started to go back to Mexico to some of the popular beach destinations. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I was looking at a report about how many people traveled for Thanksgiving, more than have at any time prior to this since last March. Big numbers in comparison, again, to what has been going on. They're tired of all this stuff. Masks be damned in what some people say. I don't say that. People just say, you know what, the consequences be what they are. I think
the problem is that many people question. They say, okay, if our leaders are telling us not to do XYZ, yet the leaders are doing it, why should we listen to them for anything else? And so when you get governors who look like hypocrites and mayors that look like hypocrites, people question everything they tell
you. Federal employees, too. There's been a lot of that going on. Yep.
I mean, how long did we spend looking at Fauci without his mask on at the baseball game?
Mm-hmm. Well, any number of, I mean, you can find an example everywhere you try.
Yeah.
The Thanksgiving numbers are in. Remember that episode from WKRP, the turkey drop?
The flying turkeys.
The flying turkeys.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
So in Philadelphia, a morning personality on a radio station there, John DiBella was at a station that I used to work at. He's been in Philadelphia for a long time. He was responsible for dropping 12,509 turkeys around Philadelphia. When I say dropping,
arrested?
I mean dropping. Drop. And then they do their gobble gobble. Not really, but
frozen turkeys or live
frozen
turkeys?
No, frozen turkeys. Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah. Watch out.
And I wonder,
watch out below.
Because there was such a shortage of turkeys this year. I was sort of surprised they had that many to give away, frankly. 47 after the hour on the record-breaking DJV program.
As a human resource director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. And you're also always seeking ways to recruit, retain the very best employees for your workforce. Hi, this is Kerry Hall, and there's a new insurance plan called Exec Select that can help you do both cost effectively. Offered by San Katie Life Benefits, Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax advantaged and the premium costs are tax deductible for employers. What's more, Exec Select allows you to choose plan participants, which are typically key employees who drive business growth and who are increasingly making employment decisions based on health plan benefits. So Exec Select can help you recruit, retain, and reward top talent. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net. Once again, that website, folks, is execselect.net.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Here, this is not a medical question, but I think a lot of people said, ask Jack about the mystery of this monolith in Utah. Apparently, there was something that showed up. There was a 10-foot metal column with four sides that had been found out in Red Rock County.
Yeah. And it's made out of stainless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't impervious like the one from, 2000.
Yeah.
And, there were these ranchers. Most of Utah's BLM ground. And so ranchers
For those of you who don't know, that's the Federal Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, you don't see much of that on the East Coast.
No.
Every square inch
is owned. Arizona, Utah, Nevada.
The government owns almost all the property. Farmers can lease property, so many acreage for their winter for their animals, because they bring them down out of the mountains.
Crazy.
And so they're out there in a helicopter looking around. To make sure everything's cool before they let the animals
out.
Like
an episode of that Kevin Costner show?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, Yellowstone. And so here's this bright, shiny thing down there where there should be nothing but red dirt, because, it's heavy iron ore stuff. So they come in and they take a look at it, and here's this obelisk, this tower, 10, 12 feet tall, something like that, sticking in the mud. And they start looking around trying to find some evidence as to where this came from, who put it there, whatever else. And why? Because this is not somewhere that people just stumble across. You know, there's trails and hiking and animal paths all over the state that people recreate with. But this is so out of the area, you know, southwest of what's called Dead Horse Point. It's kind of the beginning of the Grand Canyon. And, it's just not traversed. And so what the heck is this thing doing here? So they come out, they check it out, and then the next time they go back and look, it's gone.
It's gone.
And there's no tire treads. No tire treads.
You cannot put structures of art right. without our authorization. Okay, whatever.
That's about it. So there's no tire treads in the dry dirt or anything like that. No evidence of heavy equipment coming in trying to pick up some heavy thing. And so apparently it showed up somewhere else now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard something. I can't remember. In another state. Apparently it showed up in another state somewhere. And my whole thing.
A UFO.
Was, you know, well, it's the old crop thing, you know, the
crop circles. Things?
Crop circle kind of thing. Right. You know, just to put some scratching of the head or humor or laughs.
So were people trying to find it because it was in a remote area?
Yes.
Were a lot of people. How far was it from you in Salt Lake City?
Oh, gosh, it's a good 4 or 5 hour drive.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's down in the southwest area, down near Moab. And Moab is...
That pinpoints it.
Yes, everybody knows where Moab
everybody
is.
Everybody knows where Moab is, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a very, very popular area because of four-wheeling and the kind of boulder climbing that these big wheeled vehicles can do. It's a very well-known area far in the West anyway. You know, a lot of college kids will go there for spring break, that kind of thing.
What bugs me about the Bureau of Land Management, and this happens so frequently, there's a lot of... The various departments in the federal government, the Environmental Protection Agency, that kick farmers off of usable land so they can save a bird or a turtle or some other species. You know, instead of helping us provide ourselves with food, we've got all of this land. And we're talking about hundreds of millions of acres of land all over, most of it the western part of it, but there's some in the eastern and the midwest part of the country as well. And so they say this is illegal because it's private property. Hello, the U.S. taxpayer, you and me, paid for the land. How dare, that's what I say. I said that once to somebody who said I had to get off the land. I said, what do you mean I have to get off the land? Well, it's private property. It belongs to the government. I said, screw you, pal. And I did say it just like that. I looked at him and said, who the hell are you? I paid taxes. I bought this land. I'm going to walk on the land if I want to walk on the land.
Yeah, the Constitution calls for ownership of land by the United States government as this small little section there on the coast or on the shores of the Potomac River between Washington and Virginia called the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
And I think military bases, and if unless I'm mistaken, I think that's about it.
We've talked a lot about COVID. Jack, brought to you in part by the way to get a clean nose and a healthier life. The product is called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. This will make good nasal hygiene easy for you. You keep your nose clean. You're supposed to wash your hands, right? Brush your teeth. So why not clean your nose as well? Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, is the way to breathe easy, to keep your nose clean. We all know that that's where most of the COVID between your nose and your eyes, that's where the COVID comes in. So keep your nose clean, breathe more clearly, sleep better. Check out Navage at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. 59 past the hour.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.